Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Is it possible to get hired and start your career right where you are, wherever you may be in the country? Pag-usapan natin yan with someone who really knows what you need to know when it comes to being chosen for opportunities, the career options available to you, and how you can get started right now in this episode of the Get Hired podcast. Okay, so like I promised you, meron tayong very special guest for today. You know how you've been asking me ano na yung mga nagbago sa situation ngayon with everything being online. What are the new types of jobs available to people na fresh grad or medyo kaunti pa yung work experience? And we have someone who can answer those questions for you today. We have Miss Mai De Guzman, who is MDI Novarez Chief Human Resources Officer. So again, no, this is someone who really knows what they're talking about, someone who has a hand in choosing candidates on a daily basis. Kaya kung makikinig kayo dito sa episode na to, don't forget to take down notes. Make sure that you prepare kasi malay natin, baka sa mismong MDI Novarez pa kayo makahanap ng opportunity. Alright, so let's say hi to Miss Mai. Hi, Miss Mai.
Hi, Laika, good afternoon. So I don't know if this is good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, but I would like to say hello to all your listeners. So thank you for inviting me here. Really, really honored to be part of your show.
We're very grateful po, Ms. Mai, kasi I think yun yung key here sa conversation na to, na you are someone who really is doing it right now. Kasi ang daming mga people who would give advice, pero kung hindi talaga sila part ng Human Resources Department or someone who decides these things, baka hindi masyadong maniwala yung mga listeners natin. Pero coming from you, I'm sure na talagang reliable kayo na source nito. And I really am grateful to have you here to help alleviate then some of the fears ng people who are trying to find a job and someone who is trying to find their first job specifically. Pero a bit of a background lang po. How did you choose this career for yourself? Para lang po meron tayong kaunting getting to know you then.
Okay, sige. So with MDI Novare, I've been here for, I'm turning 4 years this December. So majority of my HR professional life has been with Accenture and Smart also. So I was invited by our chairman, Myla Villanueva, to join 4 years ago. And there's no looking back. And I think that was the best decision also I've made, ever made now in my career, to be able to join MDI Novare because they are really the trailblazer when it comes to digital transformation. Masaya siya, Laika. Then later on, we can talk more about it. But essentially, that's how I started also in this company.
Yes, Ms. Mai. And ako, I can say na it's true, no? Kasi I've had the privilege of talking to Patrick a few episodes back. You can go and listen to that episode then. From what I noticed, no, sa people from MDI Novare that I've had conversations with, they really are happy. So if you want to join MDI Novare specifically, you'll know more about that then later. Now, Ms. Mai, quick question, kasi I read something from your own website, po, sa MDI Novare, that you are branching out into hiring people from different areas of the Philippines, from different regions. Does that mean right now, someone from Zamboanga, Cotabato, someone who may not even have the opportunity to visit your hubs or your main office, can apply for a job right now?
That's correct, Laika. No? So this pandemic, this 2 years of pandemic has really changed the way we work, the way we live, and the way we prioritize our, you know, personal priorities, right? So with this pandemic, it has pushed also our team, our executive team, to take a look, revisit where is the best location wherein you can deliver your work at the most efficient way. So now, in fact, we have launched also our program, regional hiring program, I think middle of the year this year, when we assess ourselves, do we really have to be in the office to be able to deliver meaningful work, right? So now we have successfully onboarded about 50 already, 50 employees coming from the different regions. Meron kaming aside from NCR, meron kaming galing Ilocos region, may Calabarzon, may Bicol region, Western Visayas, Davao, tsaka Soxars again. So, kailangan ko sila pang ma-meet in person, siguro later on, pag ready na to travel, no? I really want to shake their hands just the Soxargens, the Davao area, sa Tarlac, etc. So, I really want to meet them. But definitely, like what you said, no? We are now really opening our doors, aside from NCR, because now, working remotely has been a real option for all of us, di ba? Tsaka hindi mo na kailangan pumunta ng BGC, hindi mo na kailangan pumunta ng Makati. You need to be able to deliver that meaningful work for our clients.
Wow, that's great to hear po. And actually, I'm really excited kasi a lot of my listeners are sending questions like that. Pero medyo stumped ako to even say kung saan talaga sila posibleng mag-apply na purely work from home yung setup or na hindi sila kailangan talaga to be in a physical office. Now, Ms. Mai, sa MDI Novary specifically, what kind of positions are available para dito sa ganitong klaseng regional hiring?
Okay, so for the regional hiring, we are opening our doors for our software engineers, no? So nakikita po sa listahan namin, marami mga software engineers, software managers. So yung mga skills nito, nasa Java, ServiceNow, Angular, Python. So various, no? Various skills from a software engineer development point of view. We are also hiring mga business analysts, mga Scrum Masters, yung mga yan. Meron din kami hinahire ng mga data analysts, data engineers, data scientists. So, it's really open from all career levels, beginning at the career level one, which is your entry, di ba? Fresh grads nandiyan na pwede na. All the way to CL5. CL5 is our manager position. So, bukas na itong mga roles na ito para sa ating nationwide, kumbaga, regional hiring nationwide, work anywhere ito. So excited din kami dito. We are really excited about this, Laika. We are doing this the first time in ever the 30 years history of MDI. So we are really excited about this initiative.
Okay, so it's safe to say, Puba, na you can get hired from anywhere in the country with MDI Novary as long as you're able to... So you got to have at least internet connection. Is that correct po?
That's correct. Kasi ang na-test na namin yan eh, di ba? So, second year na namin mag-work from home today. In fact, for the 400 plus new employees we onboarded this year, lahat yan, ang recruitment processing yan, nag-umpisa lang sa telephone, di ba? So, marami din kaming mga new employees na hindi pa namin din na-meet ever. Or nakita namin yan, siguro medyo nag-loosen up na ang lockdowns, no? So, ang end-to-end recruitment process natin, yun nga, talagang nag-start as long as you have internet, a strong internet connection. And then, we will also give you the enablement tools. We're going to ship the laptop units to you wherever you are in the country. Yes, tapos sa mga iba sigurong locations kung kailangan ng data allowance, baka we can also provide that. So marami, exciting talaga ito, like, for us.
And I'm sure exciting din po for a lot of our listeners kasi again, no, with all the restrictions and the shifting pa na trends pagdating sa travel bans, mga ganong klaseng mga rules, talagang very important yung possibility of working from home. Can we push it a little further, Ms. Mai? What about people who are trying to maybe prepare yung transition kasi maybe they're abroad working right now? Kasi I do have a few listeners na ganun eh. Na parang, is it possible for them to get hired habang nandoon pa sila? Just preparing hanggang makauwi sila dito. So open pa to, ba to for applicants from other countries or at least Filipinos residing in other countries right now?
That's a good question, no? Laika. In fact, late last year, we were able to onboard someone actually at a very senior level. He's our data guru. Talagang ano to, ang ating expert in data and analytics. So when we were processing his application, he was still in Singapore at that time. But then again, also his personal priorities also was, one of his personal priorities was to come back home in the Philippines. And we saw it as a great opportunity for this person to join our growing team, right? Even before he was still working in Singapore. So open kami sa ganyan, Laika. But I guess depends also on the role. Eh. But now we are now allowing from the, several people to work from the different regions in the Philippines. Who knows, no? Baka from the different countries where they reside today, as long as medyo complementary naman at saka siguro hindi masyadong mahirap sa mga time zones that we can actually you know, meet together at least virtually. But that's also part of our ramp up plans to be able to tap the different talents outside the Philippine shore. So we're slowly moving towards that direction. And we're also pretty much looking forward to that and complementing also our team, no, from the different parts of the country. But for now, like yung regional across the different regions in the Philippines, that's pretty much an ongoing effort already. So it's been 4 months already. For the different countries, I think we will test that. We will test that probably first quarter next year, because as you well know, MDI business also is expanding also outside our Philippine shores. Yan din ang mga isa sa mga binabantayan natin. So sabi ko nga, lahat ng listeners mo, Laika, lahat ng mga tech graduates or those who are interested in digital transformation, they should, you know, visit our website and all that, because we are really ramping up so fast and growing exponentially. So there.
Yeah, exciting stuff po talaga. Actually, I was looking through your website then, looking at the roles na open, available. And I think for people who are trying to enter this world ng data science, ng digital na realm, I feel that this is a really good opportunity for them to venture into this. Up, wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word, yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Now, switch over to a different question po, no? Kasi a lot of the people who reach out to me, specifically na mga digital natives to, mga people who are trying to find a career in data analytics din, they are people who may not have a bachelor's degree related to it directly. So, hindi sila IT graduate, hindi sila talaga masyadong maalam sa beginning. Pero with the extra time given by the pandemic and with the push din, kasi may need na felt need talaga about this new field, they started getting mga certificate courses din talaga, may mga sarili din silang mga experience ngayon. Do you accept shifters or career shifters even if their bachelor's degree isn't necessarily primed towards digital right away?
You know what? I like your question a lot, Laika. Sobra. Very timely your question, because we have also we are launching our Tech Cadet program. This Tech Cadet program is just like your shifters, no? For those people who did not graduate, talagang hardcore IT courses, right? It is also part of our, I guess, nation building. We want to help those people who have been displaced by the pandemic because either they were retrenched or they were really laid off, right? So we are looking at that uncaptured market. So we really want to be able to enable them through this Tech Cadet program. What's going to happen is, ito nga, ito mga non-IT courses, let's say, sabihin mo ng HRM, di ba? HRM course, right? Na zero background on IT. What we wanted to do is onboard them, invite them to join our company, and they're going to go through foundational training, right? And then you will also have like a tech crash course. Tech crash course, yung parang ito na, yung lumalalim na ang subjects mo in terms of like the technical skills, technical courses like maybe Java or data or Python, those types of things. No? And then we're going to give them, enroll them in a tech bootcamp and then a very, how do you call it, specialized immersion program as well, so that they are able to be upskilled, right? And they're also able to perform at par with those other graduates from IT courses naman. So I really like this question because it brings us also on what we can offer next year. We're gonna start our pilot batch. We are hiring already. We're starting a minimum 30 people lang muna to start this. But definitely next year, we're going to ramp up this program. So thanks for that.
Miss Maya can't help but smile hearing your plans talaga. Kasi I know of people who are really interested to learn more about this. Pero again, no, some of the courses na available right now are quite expensive, or they feel na parang, nako, in order for me to get hired or to be part of this industry, ang dami ko pang kumbaga hahabulin. Pero now you're telling me that MDI Novare is open to investing in people and teaching them and getting them up to par with all of the other professionals in the field. So I'm really excited. I'm hoping na yung mga nakikinig are seeing this as a cue to maybe just send their own resumes, send their own applications, and even yung mga fresh grad natin, as you can see, no, willing sila to really open the door and have you equipped din. Pero which leads me to my next question, Ms. Mai, which is, if paano kung fresh grad ako, how can I be chosen to be part of this pilot program or to have this opportunity to join MDI Novare? Is there any way for me, kung wala akong experience, kung limited din yung knowledge ko dun sa field, to have my resume or my application stand out para mapili nyo naman ako for this opportunity? Any tips?
Yeah, definitely. No, we welcome fresh graduates from all different universities. No, that's how diverse and inclusive MDI Novare is. No, in fact, we also have several partnerships from the different universities, not only here in National Capital Region. We have also partnerships some in Cebu and Davao, because we also have satellite offices in Cebu and Davao. So for your listeners, Cebu, Davao, in that area, and also you can probably visit also our satellite offices there when it's safer now to go out and, you know, visit physical offices now. But definitely, like we have been hiring fresh graduates. There are two ways. Either you join a bootcamp program as well, similar to what I talked about. So it's usually a three-month program bootcamp. It's really a battery of courses that you need to undergo. And of course, there's also like an evaluation exam also at the end, because we want you, our bootcampers, to be enabled and to be, you know, set up for success. No, that's one of our intent. We want kasi really to have building from within. So talaga kung fresh grad ka, you can stay with us until you are a manager, right? Even a director, wow, even as executive committee. So that's the first step, your bootcamp program. And anyone is invited, though. It's all open to IT courses. And the non-IT course I mentioned about, the Tech Cadet earlier. Second way would be through an internship also. Internship, we have also seen a lot of successful adoption from our interns who initially joined us lang na parang they have to render like 240 hours kunyari during their summertime, it's part really of their of their requirements at school, no? So I think we have successfully onboarded mga, at least from the last 4 years I've been with the company, siguro mga nasa 15 to 20 people na, no? So ito yung mga interns na nag-service lang, nag-service lang sa MDI Novare, did some roles there, and then they went back to school, they graduated, and then they said, oh, I really wanted to go back to MDI Novare. We had a, really had a great experience now. And from our end also, they are also performing really well. So yun naman, mutual, win-win naman to sa atin. So yun din. So that's another way of bringing in our fresh grads from the universities.
Yes, this is very exciting kasi I like how you explained yung series po na yun, no? Yung pinaka track plan. Okay, this is not just an internship for you. This is not just yung boot camp or a job na parang for you to earn money dito sa specific period of time. But you can set yourself up for success to make this your career within the same company, which I think is a really important conversation to be had kasi again, there's a difference between a job and a career. And if you can have a career and start investing in that right now, bakit naman hindi? Right? Now, a quick question po about some of the things that you mentioned, Ms. Mai. Is the boot camp free? Kasi sabi niyo, tutrain niyo sila, tuturuan niyo sila, so you're going to spend a lot of time teaching them. Libre ba yun or do they have to pay anything to join the boot camp?
Libre yon. Libre ang boot camp. Wow. And on top of that, like, they're gonna get their salaries also.
Oh, wow. Yes. Grabe. Guys, if you're listening, ewan ko, no, kung ako, yung, ako personally yung fresh grad, nako, buti na lang, medyo nahuli-huli na to sa akin, no? Pero i-grab ko tong opportunity na to. I think for people then who are maybe waiting for board exams din nila, for waiting for possibilities din outside, I love that you mentioned po yung HRM, no? Very, ang layo nung HRM kung iisipin natin, pero ito yung isa sa mga opportunities that you can really make the most of right now. Miss Mai, balikan ko ng kwento, ng konti yung selection process. No, kasi I think a lot of our listeners, again, with the Get Hired podcast being titled that way, talagang they're looking to get hired. From your perspective po, if you're going to read a resume or look at yung isang applicant, what are things that you're looking for para masabi din yun na, okay, this person, I will invest the company's resources and my personal time to mentor this person. I'll let this person go through the bootcamp. Ano po yung pwede nilang makita? Pwede nyo, hinahanap ninyo or pwede nilang gawin to make themselves stand out in a pile of applications?
I guess I'll answer that in two ways, though, because if you look at the CV, there are really very junior applicants, right? Ito yung mga bootcampers, more of those employees who have previous work experiences like 1 to 2 years. The second bucket would be those who are more experienced, right? And these are the roles they are fulfilling, at least on an assistant manager to a director level, right, in MDI Novare. So for the junior roles, definitely we are looking at their courses, specifically if they're applying for technical roles, but for sales roles also, we have openings on sales. Also in the other corporate center functions, no, like HR, finance, right? So it's not just really the tech courses that we are opening our doors also. No? So for those junior levels, remember, we're going to look at the course. We're going to look at maybe their grades. Sorry, medyo ano pa rin tayo, no? We want also to look at their grades from college and all that. No? And even probably their extracurricular activities. If they demonstrate those flexibility and teamwork and, you know, collaboration, because these, more importantly than the grades, I think, Laika, it's really how you are going to harness the power of teamwork. Because when you get to MDI Novare, you're not just going to be like a lone soldier. No, you have to be collaborative with all the teams and stakeholders. So, and IT, a tech firm, in general also is highly, highly dynamic and highly collaborative.
All right, so mag-notes na kayo.
Yes, notes na kayo. And also, hindi lang din to CV screening. We're gonna go through interview process. There's also like an assessment exam also, specifically for the junior employees, because there are also some technical stuff that the that the hiring managers are looking for. On the more mature or more experienced side naman, like, syempre, aside from the experience that we are looking for related to the roles that we are applying for, we are also looking at their leadership competencies, whether these people have possess what it takes to be able to succeed in the organization, whether their style is like engaging, if they're involving, or if they really want to pursue an individual track. So leadership competencies, that's important. Professional competencies, also very important. Like if you're good at negotiation, right? Communication skill, conflict management, those types of things. So it's really very holistic, I guess, for the two buckets, for early, for junior employees and for the more mature employees, we're looking at three things. The technical competencies, that's number one. Number two will be the professional competencies. And the last one, the leadership competencies. So it's very holistic in that sense, Laika.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So, kayong mga nakikinig, if you have maybe siguro mga experience din sa student orgs, maybe that's something that you could really add sa inyong CV. Just to point out na, okay, even if I'm a fresh grad, meron akong kahit paano potential because part ako ng team, nagkaroon ako ng leadership na roles, and those could be skills that you can bank on pagdating sa inyong interview din in the future. Now, Ms. Mai, I also have a few Bencho personal questions, no? Pero I think, kasi ako, I really believe that everything is a learning experience. Eh? From the good, you learn what to do. From the bad, you learn what not to do. So as someone who comes face-to-face with people, na usually nervous sila, di ba? Kapag na-interview na po natin sila. Have you had any experiences that stand out na pwede nating maybe kapulutan ng aral? Any personal experiences ng interviews na siguro number one, someone who you didn't expect would be hired pero because of the interview, you chose them as a candidate, and someone naman na maybe could have done something different. So, we've seen something good that they could emulate and something bad na kailangan nalang iwasan for their next interview, especially if mag-interview sila with the UCMDI Novare.
Thanks for that, Laika. So I'm just thinking on top of my head, I think what one interview that really is memorable to me is when I interviewed this lady. She's already a country director from one of those tech partners there. I will not say the name anymore. She was really a passive candidate, which means she wasn't really actively looking, right? So we came across her in LinkedIn and then said, why don't we tap her as one of our sales director in MDI Navarre, because she seems to possess all the things that we are looking for. So I like it. I like that interview journey with her because it took us, I think, 3 or 4 interviews just really to get to know each other. This was a time when the pandemic struck in 2020, very early 2020. And we would do our calls, our interviews in through mobile, right? There was a time also that she was in her resort out of town, out of Manila, and she would get cut because of the choppy internet connection, right? But I think we hit it off. I think we hit it off because I think of the transparency and the candidness of that candidate. What I like to say also that I think as you get older, parang you don't need to put your best foot forward all the time, especially when it's an interview, right? because your interviewer will always, always sense and pick up the real you, right? So when, however you like to, you know, to put icing on the cake or fancy your whatever work experience, I think the transparency really counts a lot. So having said that, this lady, we got to know her also even at the personal level because for interviews, and then it really worked well for us also. And I think that's what really matters most. No? Like what I said, you really have to have that connection with the hiring manager, with the interviewer. Be also very upfront also with your career aspirations because you don't want to apply for that role and get into that interview just because you want to pass that interview. You also have to be right checking also, is this company going to have the right fit for me, my values, my career aspirations? How does this also company would fit into my overall work-life balance? Those types of things. So again, it's always two ways. It's not always about the interviewer parang getting to know that interviewee and that interviewee trying just to pass that interview. It has to be both ways, vetting each other. So when you have vetted each other and you say, wow, I like this interviewer or I like this company, good. And if the company or the interviewer also says, I like this candidate, then I think that's the sweet spot. That's where the sweet spot happens. So there. Did I answer your question, Laika?
Yes, you did. Definitely. I think you mentioned a few key points here that I don't want the listeners to miss out on. Number one, yes, you can get opportunities by being on LinkedIn, by participating, by updating your online presence. No, very important din yun if you want to get offers like that. Now, the other thing po that you said is very important is, actually, I tell my listeners this. Okay tayo sa put your best foot forward, but that still has to be your foot, right? Parang dapat hindi tayo maglalay, hindi tayo mag-sugarcoat. If there are mistakes, learning experiences, be open with that. Kasi again, we're looking for a career, not just a job. So very important put that again. And then hearing it from you, at your level, na okay, it's the same thing, yung pagiging genuine ng tao, pagkakaroon ng integrity matters. I think this is a very valuable lesson for everyone listening, whether fresh grad sila, may experience na, or even and maybe looking for opportunities that are bigger, leadership positions and other things like that. So again, thank you for sharing that anecdote, Ms. Mai. Ako, I'm just really grateful to have you here again. It's one thing to hear tips from me. Kasi ako, I think I left the human resources field siguro may 8 years na yata eh. Medyo matagal na. Pero hearing it from you, kasi po nag-full-time ano na ako eh, content creator and teacher educator. So, hearing it na ganun pa rin, again, no, some things remain the same. It's all about integrity, being genuine, really looking for opportunities to grow. And I think with MDI Novare, I'm not sure if you'd agree with me, very important din yung pagiging teachable. Tama po ba, Ms. Mai? Kasi ang dami yung matututunan eh. Ang dami yung aaralin eh. So, if you can prove it sa interview ninyo, if you can prove na you're someone who is actively looking for opportunities and willing to learn, I think you will have a great shot at landing an opportunity, not just sa MDI Novare, but in other opportunities out there, kahit sa real life, right? So, thank you po for your time today. I'm really grateful to hear all of these opportunities available sa mga kababayan natin out there. Kasi, yan talaga yung, that question leaves me stumped all the time. Eh. Parang, anong gagawin ko kung nandito ako sa lugar na to, IT graduate ako pero wala ako sa sentro kasi I had to go back and tend to my parents. Now I have somewhere to point them to. So, Ms. Mai, any last words as someone who is in MDI Novare? Maybe we could funnel some of our listeners to the company specifically. What's your siguro favorite part of being part of MDI Novare and the digital revolution that this company is part of?
Sige, thanks for that, Laika. I think I always tell my friends or my colleagues that it's still the best, no? Best industry to work in is really the technology, IT, no? Because we are the future. Whatever we do, in MDI Novare, which actually enable clients to be digitally transformed, we will never be irrelevant. So we're always ahead of the curve now. So in MDI Novare, we are working with the top clients. Lahat ng maisip mo na top clients, telcos yan, banks, conglomerates, we have them. No? So I think what better way to be able to contribute in big and impactful way is to join companies that are really dynamic, that are really ahead of the curve. No? So we are experiencing that in MDI Novare. And as we expand our market outside our Philippine shores, we are only going to go nowhere but up, no? Nowhere but up to. Kaya talaga ang scale namin tsaka growth rates namin, it's really exponential. So that's why we are also looking into this permanent work from home from some of the regions like I mentioned earlier, no? So we are also a very fun company. Like we are such a very fun company. We have all these various people programs, Mobile Legends, esports tournaments.
Oh, wow.
We have all those things.
We need to talk about this, Miss Mae, pa, in the future. Nagulat ako doon sa Mobile Legends, ha? And I'm sure happy yung millennials and Gen Z na they could participate in programs like that.
So definitely, exciting, definitely. So. We'll talk more about that. But we also have like many inclusive organizations and clubs, no? For women, for LGBT. So all of these things. So we can talk more about that. But definitely, yes. I think it's a great place to work. I'm not also being biased, but we also have a very beautiful and stylish office in BGC that sparks collaboration and creativity. Later on, maybe we can also invite you there. You know, you can see a beautiful workspace decorated with art pieces. Also, we have like a PACE, a rehabilitation exercise center, a dermatology clinic, a dental clinic, a furniture shop, a fashion shop. So, completo. So, it's one really great experience working in MDI Novare. And hopefully your listeners will give us a chance. So drop by. I'm sure you will share also our website and the rest of our assets, social media assets to them. Thanks, Laika.
And thank you, Paul, for spending time with me. You'll know more about MDI Novare, all the available positions that you could apply for then. You can find links in the description ng podcast episode na to. And of course, everywhere you can find me then. Again, excited ako for you. Two quick questions that I will leave you with. Are you looking for a job or a career? If you're looking for a career, MDI Novare is a good spot for you. If you're looking to follow the trend or set the trend, san ka? If you're looking to set the trend, MDI Novare, I think, is also a great opportunity for you. So that's it muna for now. Valuable words from a really talaga experienced and very generous with the knowledge na guest natin today, Miss Mae, who is the Chief Human Resources Officer of MDI Novare. Excited ako to hear some of your stories. If you ever get hired sa MDI Novare, let me know then by reaching out to me on my social media accounts. Again, thank you for your time listening. As we always say, this is the podcast to help you land your dream job. I'm rooting for you. Kaya nyo yan.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.